The following podcast is recorded and produced by the Podcast Precinct in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com. The Podcast Precinct. Consistency, creativity, culture.
Listen, there's something I need to say to you. I've been thinking about it a long time, but I couldn't find the words. Until now.
I hate you. You're the worst. Everything that you do is really annoying. If you were drowning, I would smile. I don't like you on a personal level. I hate you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Eat, Sleep, List, your home for list making here on the network at bicbp-radio.com. My name is Dan Torres. With me, as always, from afar, sporting his finest Bills gear, as one does this time of year in playoff season, Mr. Brian Finch. Brian, another week, another episode, and another year of the Bills absolutely dominating what Nick Wright has coined the Highmark Invitational these past few years of bouncing teams we absolutely should in the wild card. I got a little nervous this weekend of that opening drive, but now knowing that was their only bullet in the chamber, it was a nice payoff seeing that the other day.
Yes, it is an extraordinary time to be alive as a Buffalo Bills fan, where you go into the playoffs and you have certain expectant outcomes, and they almost always deliver. And even if they don't deliver, I know we are satisfying the NFL at large, right? That people like watching our teams play in the playoffs because we're exciting. We always put on a good product. Broncos weren't much of a match this time around, but hey, for a drive, they got everyone, look, here comes the upset. And the whole time I'm like, yeah, but this is kind of what they have done sometimes this year. Like, we've show us what you're going to do, and then we're going to adjust. This is what you got? All right, fine. We'll adjust. And then you'll do nothing, and especially in the second half.
Like, yeah.
What are they going into like 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter? I think they had a total of 182 yards, like, all together.
Yeah. Before
we decided to start, like, scaling back guys' playing time and stuff and saying, all right, let's get ready for the next round.
Yeah, exactly. I thought what was so promising this year in particular was McDermott sometimes is really conservative when it comes to Josh and doesn't let Josh do Josh things. And on that fourth and two play where Josh had that beautiful throw to Ty Johnson, they could have just went for the field goal. They could have did a run play, but instead they let Josh just do what he does best. And God, I know it was a little bit of like skill, a little bit of luck and everything, but what a beautiful play that was to watch the other day too.
Yes. They're ready, man. They are taking on an extremely difficult opponent, an opponent that already whooped them. But while we're not going to spend this whole podcast just talking about the matchup, but it is worth noting to anyone listening that maybe wanted to talk trash about the Bills and their matchup with the Ravens and, oh, you got destroyed last time, like, you're gonna do any better? It's not the same team. If just do yourself some favor, we're not even gonna get into it. Look up who started and did not start in that game for the Bills, who was not on the roster for the Bills, and you'll quickly realize, like, these are not the same two teams facing each other. These are, it is 0-0. No one's done anything. Guess they're fresh.
Exactly. It's a brand new ball game. But We're lucky here in Buffalo, Brian, because we have the Buffalo Bills, and they are such an easy team to root for. Truly, truly easy. And this brings me to segue into our topic for today, which are top 10 teams you would not root for under any circumstance. And as much as I love to root for certain teams, and everybody on this show knows who I kind of have gravitated towards at this point, there are certain teams that I just love to hate, and I will trash talk and pray for the downfall of until the day I die. And I know there were certain ones that were easier than others for me. We talked a little before getting on air about the ones that kind of jumped up immediately, but I know that others I kind of put on because there's some kind of fun reason behind it, in a sense. And I'm curious to see kind of the lower entries you have, too, to see who you hate on for no reason.
Yeah. This list was comprised by – it was the easiest practice in my mind because I was able to – minus one pairing here, I was able to just go, okay, who do I root for? All right. I'm a Bills fan. I'm a Michigan fan. I'm a Sabres supporter, rooter. I can't say I'm a fan because I don't go out of my way to watch them very often, even when they're good. Like, hockey's tougher for me. It's not my favorite sport, but they're my hometown team, so I root for them. I am a Buffalo Bandits fan. So, you know, a lot of this was driven by, like, who goes against my team so much that I just like I have a deep-seated hatred and history with.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, honestly. So without further ado, you ready to trash talk some teams and make a list?
I am ready.
Let's do it, my friend. Our top
and as a bonus, sorry, I forgot to bring this up. Please. I do have Matt's lists too.
Matt, oh, great.
Yes.
Excellent. So we'll do it the same way as usual then, where you'll say your entry and then you can say his entry right after yours.
Perfect.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Our top 10 teams, let's call it teams that we love to hate. Yes. Let's do our number 10, Brian.
This would be called a kind of crosstown rivalry or a battle for the 90. This is where the Bandits come into play. I love the rivalry and the history with the Bandits versus the Rochester Nighthawks. Mm. And I love to see them be terrible. Shout out my co-host, Alex Morris, big Nighthawk supporter, who is almost always sad because his team is not good. And even when they're okay, they don't do okay against the Bandits. So my number 10 entry is the Rochester Nighthawks of the Indoor Lacrosse League, if you're not aware. People may not. What is a Buffalo Bandit? It is indoor lacrosse, and it is absolutely massive here in the Western New York.
Yeah, and our team is excellent, too, which is another bonus to have. We've always been pretty good, I feel like. We've had some down years, but the past couple of years, they've been better than ever. And we're taking room on the train. So if you want to jump on the bandwagon for this team, please.
Hell yeah. Welcome aboard. Unless you were previously a Nighthawk fan, you guys stay in Nighthawk.
You guys can stay away from that.
Matt's number 10. I absolutely love this entry. Is the Washington Generals, the rival of the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know why anyone would want to root for them, but yeah, can't root for them, man. They're the bad guys.
He's 100% right. You can't. They're the true antagonists. Like, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. It's not them.
Yeah, one team is like an all green basically, and the other team is in the red, white, and blue. It's not that hard.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty clear choice.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, I thought that was a good entry by Matt. Your number 10, sir.
My number 10, I'm going to start with somebody everybody loves to hate, and it's America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. So I kind of rated this list based on like, if I had a gun in my head and someone was like, root for this team, how comfortable I'd be with being like, ah, okay, to save my life. And if I had to, I guess the Cowboys would be the one that, like, if I was put in a position where I absolutely had to root for them, I'd root for them. But I don't see that happening because they're an NFC team, and we typically root for AFC teams anyway. So I don't see that being a thing ever. But yeah, I love to hate them. I love the meme of them being America's team and they haven't been great in years. How everybody's like, oh, this is their year. Everybody picks them every single year for some reason. They fall into the trap of believing in the Cowboys. And they have not delivered. Houston's become Texas's team in the past couple of years, which is crazy to say. But yeah, I wanted to start off with that one because if I absolutely had to, I probably would root for them. But my number 10 is the Dallas Cowboys.
Very good and honorable choice because you bring in so many different fan bases when you pick them as a team to hate on. So many fan bases hate the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, we have a long history with them and them pissing us off. But there's other ones. Eagles fans hate the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Insanely so. Yeah, man. I look forward
with Kittle. Was it not this past year, but the season before when they faced Dallas and he wore the shirt under it that said F the Cowboys? Do you remember when he did that?
I think I do vaguely. I vaguely remember that. I should probably remember that a little bit better.
Scored a touchdown and then immediately pulled up his jersey to unveil
the shirt. Totally worth the fine. 1,000% worth the fine. I do look forward to every time they're eliminated from the playoffs for the Stephen A. Smith laughing gif.
And like with the cigar every time. And like, oh, it's just the best.
It's like the only time I get excited to see Stephen A. Smith's face.
Oh man, yeah, he doesn't have the greatest takes in the entire world. Poor guy.
Yeah.
All right, on to our number 9.
Number 9, you're going to absolutely love this entry. Is it a sport that I don't really care about? I don't really have a reason to care. I don't have a big time team. Yes, I was a Braves fan back in the 90s, so they give me enough reason to hate on this team, but they're so easy to hate, especially back in the Steinbrenner days when they just bought everybody they wanted. The New York Yankees, yes, they could be absolutely higher on this list because so many people love to hate the Yankees, but baseball's not my thing. I don't follow it that much, but I do know a lot of people that I care about hate them very much, and I like to see my friends happy. And so when the Yankees suck, shout out Andrew Lenz, the Boston Red Sox fan. Shout out my New York Met loving Dan Torres right here and his papa. All supporting the right team when it comes to New York. And, yeah, man, fuck the Yankees forever. Yes. And I don't care about baseball. I don't. Give me all the – who's the team that cheated with stealing the signals, the Houston Astros? Yeah. I'd root for them over the Yankees.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm holding my tongue because I'm gonna save it for when I have more to say about them later. But you're making the correct choice there, my friend.
I knew I would get some brownie points here.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 for Matt. Gotta love this. New England Patriots. They're a little weak right now, but they did make a big hire in Vrabel coming in as their new coach. I do think that's a great hire. I think it's a perfect match. I do worry that they're going to get things back on track. But you know what? Competition brings out the best in everyone. So I'm ready for another team to actually challenge us instead of the Dolphins fake challenging us. So if the Patriots decide to be good, so be it. So yeah, number 9 for Matt, New England Patriots.
My only worry for them when it comes to Vrabel is I wonder, like, we all love nostalgia, but nostalgia can be a really terrible thing sometimes. And when, you know, when Belichick left, and like said, oh, Jerod Mayo is my guy. Like, that's who I want to run this team. They, when it wasn't working, they immediately moved on from him. And now they're bringing in Vrabel, where it's like, oh, yeah, it's another Belichick guy, like, quote unquote, right? Like, it's another guy who is part of the system a little bit. So there, it almost seems like maybe they're trying to just recreate things rather than just like form a new plan. But if it works that way, it's better for us anyway, too.
Yeah.
Very good. I love those choices from both of you. My number nine is a team that is low on this list because I actually found myself caught up in their magic a couple of years ago when they were having an incredible postseason run. But I'll root against them in most scenarios, anytime, anywhere, especially when it comes to division rivals, and that is the Philadelphia Phillies. I got caught up a couple of years ago when they almost won and almost beat the Astros. And it was, you know, you put those two teams against each other, for me, it's like, I don't know what you're supposed to do here with these two. But they're just a team that has been a thorn in the Mets side for years and years and years. And we've had constant battles with, and, you've got guys like Bryce Harper on that team who he's, between being on the Nationals and being on the Phillies, has just tortured us for years. Same with Soto, would have been like that. Soto was on the Nationals forever ago. You know, Yankees last year, Padres the year before too, which was also bad for the Mets eventually. And, you know, look what ends up happening when it comes to that. But Harper will never be a Mets guy. He'll always be a Philly guy. And I can't stand them. I can't stand the way Philly just counts us out all the time. Like, they just, like, if they lose to the Mets, they take it. I can't believe we lost to the Mets. I can't believe it. Then again, I'm the same way when it comes to them. But the Mets are an honorable team, and the Phillies are pure garbage. And I say that with confidence. So they find a spot at my number nine.
Good. Yeah. Philly, man, just holds a special place in so many people's hearts of just hating on their sports teams.
Yeah. Yeah, there's unfortunately two Pennsylvania-based ones on here, and I don't know what it is about Pennsylvania, but I must have it out for them.
We have history.
I guess we do. All right, on to number eight.
Number eight, already mentioned here once before on this list, it is the Dallas Cowboys. Easily could be higher on this list, but we don't cross paths nearly enough with them to really draw my ire. And also, if they were actually any sort of competent, if I actually thought that they didn't have an owner that was constantly ruining everything that they're trying to do and accomplish in this league, maybe I would hate them even more. They'd be even higher on this list of a team that I hate, and I love that I hate them. So yeah, the Dallas Cowboys will come in at number eight for me.
Very good.
Number eight for good old Matt Johnson. Very interesting choice here. I wish I had a few notes here from him on this one, but the Seattle Seahawks.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? Let me message him here and see if I can get a little.
If we could get some kind of justification for it. That's an interesting choice. I don't know anybody who, like, doesn't root for the Seahawks in some capacity.
I guess they have
haters.
Well, sure. Yeah. Like, I'm sure Niners fans don't like them, and Rams fans, I guess. But as far as, like, a team that he roots for, the Colts, so, like, they didn't really cross paths all that much. Right.
They're not division rivals. That's very strange.
Oh, because he thinks they're bandwagon fans. bandwagon fans, and they left after they had their little run there. So like they were known. This is a decent call. They were known nothing team, not really bad, but definitely not good for like all the 80s and most of the 90s until the late 90s. And then they had that brief moment in the sun with Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom. And like, like the 12s, right? They called them the fans, the 12s. And they were like the best, the loudest fans in the world. And it's like, you know what? I don't even want like the Bills Mafia. Like, we're the best fans. Like, I get so tired of that. It's just like everyone's got good pockets of good fans. So I think his explanation is excellent. It's a fair weather fan kind of fan base.
Yeah, that's a good justification. Very much so. Very nice.
Yeah.
My number seven is my number eight. I'm sorry. Look at me screwing up the numbers.
That's tonight. My job. How dare you?
My number eight. This is the most irrational team I have on this list, and it's because of one player who doesn't even play anymore that just ruined the team for me forever. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
And it's Sidney Crosby, who just pisses me off to no end because don't ask me why I've held this so tight for so many years, but he scored the goal that beat us in the first ever Ice Bowl when they did the outdoor hockey game. Yep. And then in the Winter Olympics, when Miller was the goalie for the U.S. team, Crosby scored the goal for Canada that won the game. And ever since that happened, I've just said, you know what? F the Pittsburgh Penguins forever. And that's it. That's the justification I have for it. Like, Brian, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. It's the only hockey team I have on this list.
Oh, is it?
It's the only one I have.
I have two others.
But yeah, it's the Penguins for me.
Well, I mean, there was, you know, we had some decent battles with them when we were good and they were good. When they were really good and we were just good. Sidney Crosby was a Miller killer. That's what I called him. Mm-hmm. He just had Ryan Miller's number. And I knew when it came down to it, he was going to win and Miller was going to lose. So he doesn't play with them anymore?
I think he retired.
Did he?
Did he not?
I'm not aware. I don't know. I'm the last person to ask anything about hockey.
Let me see. I am too. And that's one of the reasons why they were low on that. Let me see. Oh no, I think he still plays.
He's probably not as good as he used to be.
Probably not.
He's got those moments. He always killed us. I hated going against certain players because I just knew they were going to have a great night.
Yeah. Yeah, he just signed a 2-year extension in 2024. That's wild.
He's probably nearing retirement. That's why he signed an extension like that. We all thought he was done with all those concussions.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think. Well, that shows you how much I know about hockey is I thought he was done.
And how little you care about the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins. That's how much he turned me off from them, is I never wanted to see that again. Any capacity.
I love it. I was at that Winter Classic, dude. I had a blast rooting against them.
Oh, it was so cool to watch. Like, that was such a unique event. Like, so, so cool.
Yeah, we kept chanting, Sydney is a girl's name.
That's incredible.
And then a stupid pocket of snow during the shootout was the whole reason that he won. Stopped on a pocket of snow because it started snowing really hard right before the shootout.
Yeah. We Buffalo just can't have anything go their way.
That's very true.
Yes.
That's why we're so angry.
And the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number seven.
Number seven. Well, let's take a trip into the AFC East here and pick out the one team that I probably could forgive them because they also are one of those teams that likes to ride on past history. And when they say the Bills own 4 Super Bowls, and they're like, the kid's born in 1996, like, you haven't seen your team win a Super Bowl since you've been alive. You don't get to claim the 1984 Dolphins or some shit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to remember, sometime in the 80s, they won a Super Bowl. I know the last time they were in the Super Bowl, they lost with Dan Marino. That might have been 84, mm-hmm. his rookie year. So maybe 83 they won or something like that, or 82. Either way, they're so annoying. They're so annoying with, we're taking this division. You guys are overrated. Josh Allen's overrated. Mike McDaniels is a genius. And the whole time I'm like, you're the softest team in the league. You literally are the softest, wimpiest team I've ever watched play football. You can't handle the heat. Yeah, we literally were almost dying of a heat stroke, and we still almost whooped your ass. We had guys that were like close to going to the hospital from a heat stroke, and we still almost whooped your ass. It's so unwarranted. They're the worst uniforms. I hate the Dolphins colors with a passion. It's so ugly.
They're so close.
Oh, and this is where he's a fan, but you know, Andrew Lentz from the Nostalgia Funhouse will say, "How could you possibly say that?" I'm like, because no one ever thought putting green and orange together is a good. You know what happens if you actually mix green and orange together? You just get an ugly brown color. Poop brown. That's what the Dolphins' colors are. They're poop brown together. I hate it. I think it's ugly. I think it's stupid. They took and changed the Dolphin logo. It used to be a cool logo with a dolphin wearing a helmet. That's a fucking cool logo. You know what's not a cool logo? Just a dolphin. What are you, a girl in the late 90s, early 2000s that collects dolphins? What are you, Chrissy Finch? My wife collected dolphins. That's her favorite animal. Yeah. You got rid of something that was actively cool. Think of the Broncos. The Broncos, didn't their horse used to wear a helmet? What happened to mascots' logos wearing helmets? Bring it back. That was cool.
Probably something with the World Wildlife Foundation.
Well, I mean, they took down the WWE, so they can take down anybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And if that could take down Vince McMahon.
You can tell that we're getting further up in our hatred list because I just like actually got animated when talking about a team.
Oh, I love it. It's the best.
All right, let's see what Matt's got. It'll be cool.
Yes.
Let's see if we match one of these times. I did not really memorize his list ahead of time. I looked at it, but I didn't memorize it. Oh, no. This is so we're going back to Philly, but we're going to stay in the NFL here. Philadelphia Eagles. He doesn't like the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to guess it's because of the fans. I'm going to ask him right now. Hate the Eagles?
I can see it.
The fans? I mean, I love the choice.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons I feel like to not like the Eagles. I particularly don't feel one way or another.
I don't like Sirianni, and I wish I did, because he's a Lackawanna native. He's from Western New York.
Yeah.
I also wish that I liked Brian Daboll, but I think he's an asshole. I think both of them are assholes. They're giving us a really bad name out there in the NFL.
Yeah, but I mean, look at Dable's work is speaking for himself.
True. Where Sirianni is actually achieving things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I asked him. We'll see what he says.
We'll see. Perfect. Very good. I love those entries. My number seven has already been mentioned in some capacity, but it's the Houston Astros. And It's for the cheating thing and it's for the dynasty thing. I get so sick of seeing teams get to championships year after year, year after year, and like enough. The stealing signs thing was brutal and it shouldn't have happened. It was such a garbage way to win. They got it to a whole World Series doing that. And they're so bad, they made me root for the Phillies to beat them. Like, if you're, if we're doing that, you know that there's something wrong. Like,
right.
It's absolute trash circumstances. And it shouldn't have happened the way they did. If they were going to win and they won clean every time, I would take them a little bit more serious, but they're not an honorable team at all. Play by the rules. There's a reason that they exist. So the Houston Astros are my number 7.
That's a very good choice. I'm glad I brought them up and acknowledged that I knew that they were cheaters.
Oh, yeah, big time. It's they're big, big time cheaters.
So I'm not stupid. Completely inept when it comes to baseball.
No, I never thought you were by any means. There, but that, and that was such a huge scandal too.
Oh, bro. Yep. And you broke the code, man. There's unwritten rules, man. You broke the code.
You can't do that.
Nope.
Very good. On to number 6.
Number 6. We got to go with the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, that's a good one.
God, I hated that team, man. Just like they were so dirty. The 07, 08, those 06 to 08 Senators were such a dirty, cheap team. I hated their guts. Quick backstory. I was supposed to go to that epic brawl matchup where Chris Neal elbows Chris Drury in the face and then Lindy Ruff sends out the goons like the very next face off. Like he says, he's like, I know what to do here. So he sends out the goons and then it's just like a 10-minute just free for all of just dudes going crazy. Goalies getting in the fights. I can't remember what that stupid goalie's name is off the top of my head right now. I should. He won the Golden Gloves when he was like a teenager and shit. So he actually could throw down. But he whooped on Marty Perron really bad. And then Andrew Peters had to step in. Oh, God. That just fueled that hatred of them so much. I was like, you guys, you dirty sons of bitches. You're the worst. You're the worst. And they bounced us from the playoffs. So, didn't they? The first time? Second time? Oh, God. I can't remember now.
So,
I haven't thought about those years. I mean, that's like 17 years ago. It's insane to think about now.
Wow.
How long ago the Sabres were decent and relevant.
And I still feel like it was yesterday, too, which is wild. Yeah. It's just sad. Super, super sad.
I didn't. Insanely sad. Yeah, so the Ottawa Senators still can't root for them to this day. Never will. Love to hate them.
That's a great choice.
Team up and bitch about them. Still have not heard back from Matt, but let's add another one here from him. This one makes sense. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
A Indianapolis Colts fan. It's easy to see how you could put any of your division rivals. But specifically putting the Jaguars on this list for him makes a lot of sense because so often they literally stood in the way of his team making the playoffs and his team could not pull it off. I think they haven't beat Jacksonville in Jacksonville. Like maybe they did it this year or maybe last year, but like overall over the last 8 years, I thought they have only like one win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes to the most crucial times too.
I want to say this year is the year they broke it, but they may not have even broken it yet. It's crazy to think about.
But yeah, I do remember a few years ago. That's all they had to do was just beat Jacksonville. They couldn't do it.
Yeah, that was like that was my first year at the precinct, so it was 2021, I think.
Okay.
They just had to win against Jacksonville, and that was it.
And that was when he ate the paper towel. Because he said on 2 Point that he would eat a paper towel. The reason he does hate the Eagles is because of their fans. He said, oh, for sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he is elaborating right now. But let's hear your number six first.
My number six is another kind of irrational one, but I've hated them ever since, and I've prayed for their downfall. But it's the Arizona Cardinals. And it's because of the Hail Mary. I was so pissed off at the end of the game of that game that I was just like, fuck the Cardinals forever. I don't want anything to do with them in any capacity. And now anytime Kyler Murray like has something go wrong in his life, I'm usually the first one, like not praising his downfall per se, but doing something similar to that. It's something irrational that I hate it. And even Cheese Man knows how much I hate the Cardinals. And every once in a while he'll go, can you let it go now? Like, is it long enough? I'm like, no, it's not. Like, I'll never be over it. I will never, ever. This year when they got Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray, nothing with him. It was, oh, man. With just absolutely chef's kiss moments with that. But, yeah, the Arizona Cardinals are my number six.
I love the irrational ones. They're the funniest.
Oh, it's so irrational. And like that one moment shouldn't have changed my perception of them forever and like made me hate them as much as I do, but I 100% do.
Especially because after that game, they didn't win a single game the rest of the year, and we didn't lose a single game the rest of the year.
Right, exactly. So it was just like the stupid thorn in our side game.
Yeah. Like, how did we lose that one? I think that's like the, might be like the Rams game this year. Like, how did we lose that game?
You know, yes, but also that win is aging very well because look at what they did to Minnesota this week. I know Darnold wasn't looking great the past few weeks, but they did everything they were supposed to do in that game. Yeah. Stafford in the playoffs is a dangerous man.
He is. He is old still, though, so we'll see when he actually faces a team that's a little more competent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not worried. All right. On to our – it's our top five already, right?
Yep. On to the top five.
All right. Top five as far as teams you love to hate.
Yes. And remember how I said that the top five were definitively teams that I – absolutely loathe. I hate with a passion these teams. And we'll start here with my least favorite sport that's left on this list. Going to hockey again. I fucking hate the Flyers, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate the Philadelphia Flyers. I will forever hate the Philadelphia Flyers. We had some of the craziest games in the late 90s, early 2000s against them. I think the last time that we made the playoffs, we played them and they bounced us in like five games or something like that. It might have been four. They bounced us real quick. And they were always kind of dirty. Like, I hated Eric Lindros. He was such a big goon. Yeah, he was kind of talented, but he's such a big goon. What was the goalie's name? Snow, Garth Snow. I hated that dude. I think him and oh crap, what was our other backup goaltender's name? There was some epic goalie fights. It was Hasek didn't get into a fight with him, but somebody else. And it was before Baron. So I can't really remember, but Garth Snow fighting one of our guys. And they're so easy to hate. They make it so easy. Stealing Marty Brown from us, actually being good with him, drove me nuts. Or not Marty Brown. Daniel Briere, last thing, yes. The hockey player, Hockey's not my sport, but anyways, yeah, I hate the Flyers, and easily made the list here.
Yeah, 100%.
Number five for Matt. He's staying in his own division, the AFC South, and it's the current division winners, the Houston Texans.
I bet that's. It was probably solidified last season when they just had to win against the Texans and they were in and they didn't. Because I remember how broken he was after that game. Oh, Matt, I love you.
It's been rough. It's been rough as a Colts fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah. The Flyers just missed my list as well. To go back to that real quick, but I don't know enough about hockey to justify putting them up there for me, but I just know that Philadelphia fans in general are just brutal, man.
Yeah. And when it comes to hockey, like everything gets dirtier and more just, I don't know, just more obnoxious, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just in my head. There were some amazing games for like, I remember watching a Sabres game with my grandma. I was over at my grandma's house. It was just me. I think I was sleeping over. And she had put a TV in her dining room, which is a big deal. Grandmas don't do that. Like, nowadays, maybe kids know that. But, like, you know, back in the 90s and late 80s, like, grandmas didn't have TVs in their dining room. So she did, and I remember watching us put up like 8 goals or something like that against the Flyers. It was awesome. It was a playoff game. I'll have to look it up. I'll share it after the show.
Oh, that's so nice.
Grandma's the best, man.
Very good. Love that, and I love that memory too.
You're number 5.
My number 5 is someone you can relate to hating, and it's the New York Jets. It, especially after this year, it's been so fun to watch their downfall. I know they haven't made the playoffs in like a million years, but you know, it's a division rival that is also a New York team, or so they claim, because they're not really a New York team at all. They're a New Jersey team, but we have to prove our like state status every time we play them. And especially with Rodgers this past year, it was even more satisfying to beat them because everybody was like picking them early to be the division winners and saying it's going to be different. And they're the most talented in the NFL and blah, blah, blah. And like that, it just aged like milk in the sun and like in a hot car. Not great takes on anybody's part for that one. It's just if you're a New Yorker and you root for the Jets, you know kind of exactly what kind of person you are from the get-go. The Giants are definitely the better of the two, the lesser of two evils to root for. But never under any circumstance would I root for the Jets ever. And that is my number 5.
I love that. Would you believe they're not on my list?
Mm.
And you want to know why?
Yes.
They're not worthy of being on the list because they are so fucking pathetic. They are so as pathetic as I know my beloved Buffalo Bills have been. They are even more so. Because as bad as the Dolphins are for hanging on to a Super Bowl in 72 and one in the 80s, which is 40 and 50 years ago, the Jets are hanging on to one from the fucking 60s, bro.
Yeah.
One from one stupid Joe Namath, oh, we're going to win. That's it. All right. On my other show, Crafting and Drafting, we're doing a best players to play for all 32 NFL franchises, and we're doing two parts. On the first part, we were forced, and I mean this, forced to have to come up with a list of the best players to play for the Jets. Wayne Krabet almost made the list, dude. Wayne Krabet. That's how stupid of a franchise we're talking about here. They're not impressive at anything. And I do love to hate them. I really do. But at the same time, I said today, if they made the Super Bowl, I might have to root for them just because I feel so fucking bad for that franchise.
That's true.
You haven't done, the Rex Ryan years. You want to hang out to when your franchise ended with a butt fumble. That's what you're hanging on to. That regime. That's the last time you were anything relevant. Yikes. But yes, they're also at the same time, having them on the list is well deserved. I hate them. Yeah. I love hating them.
Yeah, I love to hate that team so much. just a pathetic franchise of a team.
Man, I'm getting all fired up.
Me too. All right. Number four,
it's getting real hard here to figure it out, but I know what sport to go to. Let's go back over to basketball. And I've been a bandwagon Bulls fan when I was a kid because there weren't a lot of teams on TV. And the Bulls constantly were, obviously, because they're really good. So I watched a lot of Chicago Bulls. It's just like the Braves, dude. The Braves were always on TV, very similar to Michigan, too. Michigan was always on TV. So when it came to, like, picking a team, I picked a team, like, that I could actively watch. Not catch on ESPN Sports Center the next day, but actually, like, watch the full games. So yeah. I was a Bulls fan, and I knew as a Bulls fan that the streak they were on would always be compared to other franchises. And one, unfortunately, one of my favorite players went and joined and became the heel real quick. It just, I kind of saw it coming, but it's the Lakers, and LeBron joining them killed me. I'm also a Cavs fan, Cavs supporter, I should say. I'm a Cavs supporter, and I can't root for the Lakers. Now, there was a brief moment with Kobe, not during when they were awesome, but like after the super team kind of broke up, and it was just him and like a few other guys, like him and like Paul Gasol, right? Like it was him and Paul Gasol, and that was pretty much it. Maybe Fox was still on. No, not Fox. But, you know, there wasn't a ton of talent on the team. And it was just Kobe. I would have rooted for him then just because Kobe was the man. And I was such a big fan of it because, you know, he was like the next Jordan of just like he could just dominate and just clutch and an ultra competitor. And I just admire that dude immensely. Still one of the hardest, and we're gonna be coming up on the anniversary here before we know it. But one of the hardest days ever. But that was the day that I truly like aligned with Lakers fans for like a whole day. But beyond that, nah, dude, that franchise is just like the Yankees. I don't want to see you. Like when LeBron won his, I was rooting against him. I've never rooted against LeBron once, even when he was a Heat. Never once. What I root against that man because I thought he was legit, and I believe everything he says when it comes to who he is as a man, because he is self-made. He didn't come from a whole lot, and he's worked his butt off. And I mean, he's like, oh, I want to be a Laker forever. I was like, oh, bro, really? You're from Akron, Ohio. Like, don't tell me that. Don't tell me you want to live in L.A. within Beverly Hills and play for that franchise. Blah.
Yeah. So bad.
Yeah. So Lakers.
I can agree with that one for sure. I feel like that's one of those bandwagon teams that like people, if they don't watch basketball, they just root for the Lakers.
There's this weird thing, right? So like Yankees fans are Notre Dame fans, are Lakers fans, and are trying to think of maybe Cowboys fans. You know what I mean? Like so many Cowboys fans and Lakers fans, like front runners. Like you root for franchises that you know are gonna get a lot of money, a lot of attention, and always gonna be in the spotlight and close to winning championships. Lakers way more so than the Cowboys, obviously. But yeah, dude, that's so anti-Buffalo, right?
100%. I think that the only way you have an excuse to root for the Lakers is if you grew up on the exact timeline I grew up on, because I was like 5 or 6 years old when Shaq and Kobe were both on the Lakers, and like they were awesome. So if your first sports memories are watching like the 99-2000 Lakers or whatever, like that makes sense, because then you're like, okay, I may want to root for this team forever because it's awesome. But you know, that's like little kids watching Steph Curry and Golden State. But if you just root for them just to root for them, no, that ain't it.
Yeah, my nephew is a Golden State fan, and I wish that I could say something to try and like, but then I was like, wait, I was no different. I was a Bulls fan. I'm no different than he is, you know, rooting for one of the most impactful players to ever pick up a basketball, and that's what's hilarious. He's one of the most impactful people. And, dude, I do support you saying what you said about being a young kid growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s with Kobe and Shaq. They were amazing to watch, where I'm rooting so hard against it because I loved watching Shaq and Penny together in Orlando. That was wicked fun. And I was like, how could you? How could you do this to me? Even though I'm also a Bulls fan. So
it's crazy to think about, like, I think the first basketball players I knew were Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal. Like, those were the three that were left the first impressions. And like, maybe like Charles Barkley, but that was like from Space Jam. Like, you know, like seeing those guys, like Muggsy Bogues and stuff like that. You know. So good.
Grandmama, what's his name from that played with Muggsy? He's God, Johnny Townsend is so pissed at me right now that I can't think of it. It's just like, it's not there. It's there, but I can't. He played with Muggsy on Charlotte, and he had an alter ego when in commercials where he dressed up as an old grandma and they called him Grandmama.
Oh, God.
I'll think of it probably, or not, in which case, continue to yell at your phone and whatnot.
What is Matt's number four?
Matt's number four, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
And he kind of said that for the NFL ones here that he has, which I will say most of his list is NFL, but Matt's mostly an NFL fan. He's not really any other sports fan. He says that he really doesn't like teams that are pillar NFL franchises and people don't even know why they like them.
Right. Correct.
His second one was, we get to, I didn't know exactly why they're on this list, but we'll get there later.
That's so funny. I saw someone wearing a Cowboys jersey in an airport last year, and I almost walked up to them and football season hadn't started. I almost walked up and went, how does it feel to already be eliminated from the playoffs?
Oh, like, geez.
So bad.
You're grinching on them, man. You're grinching on them.
I was, it was not, it wouldn't have been nice. That's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, that's my good hearted.
Anyway,
is right there. Your number four, sir.
My number four has only slipped this low because they've become less relevant in the past few years, and that is the New England Patriots. But I will never be over hating them as much as I do with the passion. Tom Brady torturing us for years, us never being able to get that title as Bills fans and, as a franchise. And now to finally be in this position where we're the big brother, we're pushing everybody around and seeing them is so great. But I still just take all the joy and all the pleasure in watching them fall even further. And they do stupid things like winning that game against us, losing their number one overall pick and doing that, which was just so stupid. I don't know why you would do that. Maybe they just wanted a good pick and a new coach. But you never know when it comes down to it. I don't have to say tons when it comes to that. They've been a thorn in our side forever, and I'm so glad we get to do the bullying now, so to speak. But the Patriots are my number four.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. In fact, we'll just roll right into our next one, and I'll match you with the Patriots.
Perfect.
Yeah. My number three is the New England Patriots. And it's for everything that you said and then some. And really, it comes down to that they seem to embrace, and this is the city of Boston, right? The city of champions. They really love to embrace the bragging, arrogant, douchey, I'm a winner because my team won. Like, I get it. That's why we all are like love sports, because like when your team wins, you get to do a victory lap, right? You get to dunk on people and stuff like that. I really don't think I ever will if that ever happens. In fact, I haven't, my Michigan Wolverines last year, it was because they quote unquote cheated, even though they beat the toughest teams when they were completely stripped of their coach and under the biggest microscope any team had ever been on a playoff run and a championship run in college football history. But whatever. It's not about me. It's about the Patriots and how they were so full of themselves. And it's like, I begged with Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter. I begged with some of them, stop acting like this. You don't want to act like the Patriots fans. You don't want to be them. Love it. Embrace it. Understand that you were terrible for years. How are you going to run around talking all this junk when you were one of the most forgettable franchises in the entire NFL for decades?
Forever, forever.
Decades. You were a nothing team. You were Tyler Thigpen. You were Tyler Thigpen. That's who your franchise was. Why? What are you talking about right now? Oh, we're the best ever. Yeah, you've got a great coach, a great quarterback, and probably the best tight end of all time. And you know what? You better embrace it now, because I don't think you're going on any Patriots runs. The AFC is way more competitive than it's ever been, and it's only going to get more competitive. So,
Yeah.
yeah, the Patriots, but they set this new standard of just like they're so full of themselves. I'll never forget, and you'll remember this, that news channel in Boston that was doing the preview for like the playoff matchup, and it was after. Like we barely had squeaked out like the division, and there's that one dude on there who like laughed at the notion that the Bills own the division, and it's like,
Yeah, I remember that.
yeah, oh dude, oh, and then our team, and I was there in person having the time of my life, just dunking on them in the most epic fashion ever of you're a nothing franchise again. You're literally nothing. Yes, you have one of the greatest coaches of all time, but those days are done.
So good. That game is one of my favorite games ever. And that's how you know how much you hate a team to the core. In fact, that clip popped up the other day. You'll probably remember this. Of it was during the regular season. I think it might have been, was it last year? But it was Belichick on the sidelines on the phone with someone up in the booth. And he gets off it and just throws the receiver because he's so pissed.
Amazing. There's so many things that I didn't get to see being at the game that everyone else is enjoying at home.
Oh, I'm
In the
sure.
comforts of their house.
Yeah, sometimes that's nice, but being there is like man, being there for Bills Chiefs this year was. I wouldn't have traded it for the world. It was awesome.
I was in the end zone where Hyde picked off Mac Jones.
Oh, that's worth.
That was like on the, if you're looking from the back of the end zone, so that's like the right upper pylon, right? We're our left on the left side. So it wasn't right in front of me, but it was, that was my end zone. And so we got to see Micah Hyde just break on that ball. And I didn't think he got there. From my angle, because I'm looking from behind Micah, my angle, it didn't look like he should have been able to get there first. So insane.
He's so good.
One of the greatest plays ever in Bills history.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Well, let's see what Matt's got.
Yes.
Matt has, for number three, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hmm.
And I wonder if it's part of the owner.
Yeah.
Like the culture of like the black hole. And then you put it all together and it's just like, you guys have been. The last time you're any sort of relevant was when you had old man Rich Gannon at quarterback. The tuck rule game was the last time that you were any sort of relevant.
Yeah, that's what, how I feel like Matt is going to justify that. Like, and it makes sense. I would be fed up with the Raiders too.
And it's, you know, they just fall flat on their face all the time. Supposedly Ben Johnson is going to be taking. Isn't that his name? The OC from
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly he's a front runner for that job.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's the Brady Juju. Oh, maybe that's it now. Because Brady's there. Maybe that's why he's got the ratings so high.
Yeah, that's it. That's weird that Ben Johnson would consider going there.
It's a terrible choice.
A bad choice.
It's a horrible choice. Sit out another turn. You're going to get, you know what I mean? You don't have to take a job this year. You can wait another year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's got the Raiders. I will say I had a fun experience with the Raiders. Did we play the Raiders this year? What was it last year? Did we play the Raiders?
We played them last year, I think.
Last year. So I went to that game with my mom and my brother and my niece. It was her first game. She's like 12. Like 11 going on 12 this year, I think. So I got to teach her something. My brother never yelled at me, so I'm going to guess he was okay with it. I taught her. I said, you see these idiots? And there's all these Raiders fans walking in with the shoulder pads and stuff like that. I'm like, this is why you never dress like that. You never dress like that because when you win, your team won and you look like an idiot. But when you lose, you lost. And now you really look like an idiot. Like, she loved that idea. Like, don't dress like that because you look like a fool regardless. And then your team loses pretty epically. I'm pretty sure we dominated that game.
Oh yeah, we it was very not donkey. Like it was a lot.
Yeah. And so like we had like a family get together a week or so after that, and I remember her talking. She's like, yeah. And like they're idiots all dressed up in the stupid outfits. And it's like, do you realize how dumb you look?
And you're like sitting there, tears in your eyes, all happy.
Yes, that's right. I feel like I'm like Palpatine. All right, so your number, Trace.
My number three is another division rival of one of my favorite teams. It's the Atlanta Braves. And I know that you mentioned that you grew up a fan, and I know. That's, I don't hate them as much as I hate a certain other baseball team. But if the Phillies have been a thorn in my team's side, the Braves have been even worse over the years. I'm old enough to remember the Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones combination down there. When really, really nasty, really good team. The John Rocker is the closer era, the John Smoltz era when he was down there.
Did you say John
Rocker? Go ahead.
Did you say John Rocker?
John Rocker, yeah.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, John Rocker. You remember him?
He's the worst. He's an awful human being.
Huh?
He's an awful human being.
He was the worst. Like, he was just like a walking steroid at all times. Like, he had the worst temper ever.
What did he say about riding the subway in New York City? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember what he said. But
something about like immigrants and riding in the subway to going to play the Jets.
Wouldn't shock me. You should see, my dad did a caricature of him for a magazine the one time, and he like not of him like direct, like he didn't model for it, but like it's he had like John Rocker standing in a boxing ring and like is in the corner with gloves on. He's just like screaming at the top of his lungs. Like, it looks so good. I'll have to try and find it and send it to you. But the Braves have just it tortured the Mets for years and years and years. And when we get some good wins on them, like we did this past year, it's a nice feeling when that happens, because they've gotten so many World Series titles in the time that I've been praying to get a title. So they come in at my number three.
Two titles?
Thing, yeah.
They lost to the Yankees twice, I want to say. And then, did they get one recently?
They got one in, 2022, maybe 2023. Right. They got one pretty recently, like within the last 10 years.
Well, this is why I'm glad I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah, so, they're cooking, and they'll probably be pretty good again this year. Hopefully not. We'll see.
Probably not as good as your Mets.
I'm hoping. We're less than 100 days from spring training, so we'll find out a lot very soon.
Don't be counting down those days.
I'm not. I promise I'm not. I don't. all right, our number two entry.
Number two, back to basketball, the Boston Celtics. And this is another shout out to Alex Morris, a friend, like a legit. Like, Alex Morris is my friend that records Crafting and Drafting with me. And he knows I hate the Celtics with a fucking passion. It's the city, it's the rings, it's the banners, it's the fact that they have players on their team now that I actually like. And I can't root for them because they play for Boston. Drives me nuts. I love Brown. I love Tatum. I don't love Porzingis. I actually think it's stupid that he's good now, but whatever. Like, why couldn't you have been good for the Knicks? They needed you. But now...
That's wild.
Now you're going to be legit when they don't even need you. So yeah, dude, it goes back to knowing like the mini rivalry that they had for a little while with the Bulls and Chicago's first days with, yeah, it was the Pistons with Jordan, but also, you know, anytime Jordan and Bird matched up together, it was, you know, must-see TV. It was big time matchups, and for a while Bird was still getting the best of them. But then it was the Heat when I was rooting for LeBron and their big three against Boston's big three. And I loved Kevin Garnett. But then he went there and I was like, of all the places, like, I loved watching you in Minnesota, bro. You were the best. You took no shit from anyone. You brought back like hard-nosed basketball. Like, he brought back the attitude of the 80s. Like, you didn't mess with Kevin Garnett because he would jack you up. But then he went there. I'm like, come on, bro, of all the places. And then Ray Allen did the opposite for me, where he was part of the big three. And then he left. And I was like, I love you, bro. You're the best, dude. You're the best. And he's kind of hard to root for, too. He's kind of a jerk at times. But, yeah, dude, it's fine. I hate the Celtics more than the Patriots. Honestly, it's more than I hate them more, because when it came to the Patriots, and them dominating us, I was always more mad that we were so inept as the Bills franchise. I was more mad that we were so terrible. It's not the Patriots' faults that we suck.
Right.
Yeah, they beat us twice a year, but that's just two games. You lost way more than just those two games. Yep. So, yeah, that's easily my number two.
Not a Boston sports fan, except for the Red Sox, which I can relate to because I've very much been in the same path, I feel like.
Yeah, I have nothing against them. They're just there.
Yeah, they're fine. They're there. Yeah. The curse was cool when they broke it.
That's true. Like,
but yeah, they're kind of around right now.
Yeah. Number two is the Cleveland Browns. And if you know, if you listen to 2-Point Conversation at all, you probably heard the reason why he hates the Cleveland Browns. And that's because they treated him so poorly, which is so weird because it's like they don't have any history together. I don't know why you care so much about this random Colts fan, but that's what he told me. He goes, their fans are terrible with the way they treat away fans. So he's got this grudge with that. Plus, I do know the whole Deshaun Watson and the owner and all that. It's just like, I hate them too. And what they did to our boy Baker, you know, the East Sleep List crew, if anything besides being from Buffalo and being Bills fans, or at least happy for Bills if they're good, which is what Matt is. I think he's happy for his friends that are Bills fans and the Bills are good. But we're Baker Mayfield guys, and you did our boy dirty, and we'll never forgive you. To the day I die, I'll never forgive that franchise.
Agreed. Yeah, he deserved way better, and I hope he gets way better in his career.
He's on his way.
Sure is.
All right, you're number two, sir.
My number two is probably going to be your number one because I haven't heard them mentioned as of yet. My number two is the Kansas City Chiefs. You will never, ever, ever, ever catch me rooting for this team, ever. With or without Patrick Mahomes. From this point on, this team is tainted for me for the rest of my life. I will only remember them as being good from now on. I will only remember this era and Pat Mahomes being the thorn in our side for years and years. And I'm just not a fan. And all these Patriots fans who were fans of them during the dynasty era now just jumped ship over to Kansas City and basically just root for any team that wins all the time in the NFL because people have TikTok brain and that's the only span they have is the 6 seconds of who's the best, right? I can't stand them. If they do complete the three-peat this year, I will probably jump off the falls. And, so that is my number two.
A very good choice. And I am going to disappoint you in telling you they're not on my list.
Wow, that's shocking.
It is an active decision because I want Chiefs fans to know you're not inside my head. All right. You don't live rent free up here. All right. I'm already damaged. You can't damage me anymore. I'm 40, almost 41 years old. You can't hurt me. I've been hurt so much. There's nothing left to be.
I respect that quite a bit. That's one way to make a statement, and I'm proud of you.
Plus, it got hard to like narrow down, and I guess I got to boot it off like the Nighthawks and made sure they were on there. They were like there. I just think when I came down to like my final list, I was like, yeah, I'm sure Dan will probably talk about them. They're worth
it. No, but I mean, your justification is better. I should have left them off my list for that reason alone.
Yeah,
like I don't think
about you, Chiefs. You're the Chiefs. Who are they? You mean that team from that movie, Slapshot? Who owned the Chiefs? Oh. That's a great movie.
I forgot about that. Great movie.
Are we on to number one?
Right. We are. So without further ado, what is your number one if it's not the Chiefs?
Oh God, this is so topical. And I'm hoping we have listeners that are gonna be so mad at me for putting them on the list. But you saw this coming when I said that I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan. And I will just say that I hate Ohio.
Yep.
They are every worst franchise that I've put on this list already, fan base, rolled into one. Now, I will say I have some decently good friends. My buddy Rich, who I played football with, and his kid and my kid were in school together. They just moved out of the district. He went back to our alma mater of Iroquois. But anyways, he is a diehard Buckeye fan. And after the way that my team won last year and he supported my joy, I will support his joy, but I hate Ohio State. I hate them. They're so arrogant. I hate that douchebag, the big fat guy who paints his one half of his face silver and the other has, scarlet and gray, sorry. And he wears the Buckeye necklace around his neck. You can picture this dude, right? He's got like a construction hat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ohio State on. I hate that guy.
I don't even watch that much college football, and I know this guy. That's how famous he is.
I forever the first beatdown in our epic owning of them for the last 4 years. I think we're up to like 1,800. And like 30 days without Ohio State beating Michigan. Awesome. It's amazing. He was so miserable in that clip, bro. It's the best ever. Cause like we just beat the ever loving shit out of them. And it was in the most physical way ever, where we just kept running the ball at them straight ahead and they just fell apart because they're soft. And then Lou Holtz called them soft and their coach got all pissed off. We're not soft. And they continue to just prove how freaking soft they actually are. I hate soft, weak teams. It's why I hate the Dolphins. It's why I hate the Ohio State Buckeyes. Be finesse. You know, don't try and prove you're tough because you're not fucking tough. You're just fast and you have superior athletes a lot of times. All right. So do that. Don't try and beat us at our own game, which is what happened this year. We're going to prove we're tough and run the ball right at you. Okay. You're going to look like a bunch of schmucks. It's awesome. They should not have lost this year. And they did out of arrogance and being their ego damaged so much from Michigan owning them for so many years. And this was their last chance. I think they had without us being competitive. Cause now we're full circle again, man. All the recruits are here. All the money's here. We're ready to roll. Oh, and I just found out from Shane Gillis that I think a lot of their money came from a pedophile that went to the Epstein Island. So there's that. Thanks for that info.
Shout out Shane Gillis. Thank you for that.
And Notre Dame normally would be on my list, my friend. I would have bumped somebody off this list, and Notre Dame would have been on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan State also could have been on the list, but they're kind of like the Jets, and they're kind of like, little brother, you're pathetic. I feel bad for you. So, like, it's not that big a hatred. But Notre Dame, I do mostly hate. But the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And with that, I say, let's go Irish.
Hell yeah. Love that. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing that game this weekend. Just because it will be very good.
Yeah.
But that was that was an impassioned rant, and I'm very much here for it.
Thank you, sir. There's a reason when you created this list, I was like, oh God, I gotta try and gather my thoughts.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So how about this? Matt has a number one that you're gonna absolutely love. He has the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. So maybe that's what I was sensing on that side of the room.
it must be a recency thing where they think their shit don't stink and they like to act like all those decades of being nothing didn't exist. It's just a weird thing. And I don't, I know it's not all their fan base. I know it's not. I know there's some, probably thousands and thousands of fans of the Kansas City Chiefs are very appreciative of the current state of their franchise. And they remember the bad times and they don't run around bragging their shit to everybody. Like it's annoying. So I'm reading Matt's thoughts there. I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. You know, at least with Bills fans, we can say that we acknowledged and lived through the EJ Manuel era, the Kyle Orton era, the JP Losman era, the Terrell Owens era, Fred Jackson being our main guy forever. Like we acknowledged the pain that we had and that we've been through over the years, but it seems like Kansas City only remembers the past 5 years or so, and everything before that is just moot to them.
Right. It's a weird way to live your life. Or yeah, you weren't a Chiefs fan. You didn't become a Chiefs fan until they started winning, which is another way to live your life.
Yeah, it's very, very strange way to live. But who am I to judge?
Well, you are one to judge the number one team that I'm declaring now, the most hated. You get to declare the most hated of the three let's put together here.
That was a great segue, too, right there. What are the three greatest words in the history of mankind? The Yankees lose. That is the greatest sentence that has ever been created. It is the greatest three-word combination that can ever be said. I effing hate the New York Yankees so much. I am not on that wagon because I'm a Mets fan and Mets fans are just like, oh, the Yankees. No, I've hated them since Roger Clemens beaned Mike Piazza in the head on purpose with a fastball and took him out of the All-Star game that year and left him concussed for 2 weeks and admitted openly after that he did it on purpose. Clemens was a terrible person, and it sums up the entire franchise that the Yankees have right there. Alex Rodriguez openly cheating for years and years and years. Derek Jeter being the greatest shortstop ever? Sure. Not statistically, when you look at it, there are way better shortstops than he ever was. But because he played for a big franchise and was marketable, he's not the greatest. He's not. He's not the greatest when it comes to
it. Not even close. He has the best off the field record.
Yeah, he's got a good off the field record. Not there. I've had to sit through years of watching Yankee fans be like, oh, yeah, we have 26 titles. We have all this. We have all these world championships. Yeah, you know, back when you had like three black people in the league and like maybe three teams, like let's even the playing field. Let's have like someone from the Dominican throw Babe Ruth a junk ball and see how he responds to it. Like, I don't know. I don't know why they're so stuck in the past, but you would think the way they are that they've won the World Series every year for the past 100 years. And quite frankly, when they got there this year, their performance was embarrassing. I would have been embarrassed to be a Yankee fan. It was a very pathetic performance, and that's coming from, you know, a Mets fan who we got beat too, but we put up a fight. We were doing baseball fundamentals. Like, the Dodgers are a great team. When the Dodgers were researching the Yankees, their team management said, if we make them screw up basic things, they'll crumble. If we just play basic baseball and they don't do it because they play too much too much flash and like big plays, and they don't know baseball fundamentals when it comes down to everything. And you saw that in that last game. They fell apart because the Dodgers were just making contact with the ball, putting it in places they couldn't get it, and it just base hits were enough to get them through. They are a terrible franchise, and I hope they keep Aaron Boone for years and years to come, because they're going to keep being terrible under him. And I just, I have such a hatred for these people. And I said at the beginning of the list, you know, this was a gun to your head. Who would you root for in this order? This is the one where they say root for the Yankees. I go, oh, let me help you there. And I just take the gun and do it myself. Like, it's just, it's not happening. It's never happening as long as I live. The New York Yankees are my number one team. I love to hate.
Fantastic.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And I love that their superstar was like had the most pathetic postseason you could ever have wrote.
Oh, dude.
Aaron Judge just like completely just fell apart.
And he's supposed to be their guy.
Yeah.
And like they you know, when they got rid of Soto this year, they were saying, oh, Soto didn't help us in the postseason. He shouldn't have been your only. You got multiple studs on that team that you were supposed to rely on and just didn't. Yeah. I don't know. When it came down to a real baseball team, they couldn't hang.
Very true. And we were there rooting for you, my friend.
Yeah, appreciate it. And there you have it. That is our list of teams we love to hate. This was a really fun, therapeutic week, and it got me really ready for not only wild card or not only the divisional round weekend, but there are some good fights this weekend that now I'm real pumped up for because I want to get this anger out.
I love that. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. You get choice next week, unless Matt comes up with something that we all agree with too, depending on when his choice week is. But we will get that figured out. I'm sure we'll be back with something fun, exciting, and fresh for the fans here.
Can't wait, dude.
Yeah, me neither. So make sure you check out all our shows at bicbp-radio.com. And until next time, from Brian and myself, do you even list?
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Sure.